We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Master Your Life, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I'm so happy that each and every one of you have joined us from wherever it is you are on this glorious planet. I'm welcoming once again to the show, Master Lee Holden. Lee Holden is a Qigong master, a doctor of Chinese medicine, an acupuncturist, and the list goes on and on. He is well broadcasted across PBS and known worldwide for his health and healing modalities, and especially coming really to the forefront, I think, in 2020, once again, to help people with the emergency preparedness kit for dealing with things like surprise and delight of pandemics and such. And so Lee's been a guest many times on the show, and I brought him back on today because we're going to talk about something that's a very beautiful idea and way of living that other people can dive into practicing. So Master Lee Holden, welcome to the show once again.
Hey, thanks, Leah. So good to be here. How fun. We were just talking before we started recording about a wonderful topic.
It is a wonderful topic. And I am a fan of Lee's and a student of Lee's as well. So those of you who followed the show for, you know, we've been on almost 7 years, and Lee was one of the first guests that I had on. And I loved his work so much and found it so powerful for helping people to heal that I didn't just have him on multiple times. I thought, how can I learn more from this gentleman to be able to help me to live a better life? And so we're talking about how to, We're talking today about how to start your day the Taoist way. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be
a Taoist? It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Is it a religion?
Well, you know, Taoism is a philosophy about life. You know, it's not religion in any kind of dogmatic way, although it is considered one of the great religions of the world, like Buddhism. But it's really about observing nature, human nature, and finding flow and harmony, and really find our individual connection to a higher power, the universe, whatever it is we want to call it, and feel inspired about life.
And what's different about being a Taoist than following other practices or modalities, Lee?
You know, really, Taoism is about dropping into the moment. And, you know, we hear a lot about mindfulness and things like that. Right. And they stem from these Eastern philosophies, whether it's Buddhism or Taoism or Zen. It's about, you know, recognizing that our human minds like to tell stories. We like to project into the future, and we like to ruminate about the past. And when we face the unknown, we usually tell a story about it. And the Taoist said, yes, we recognize that. Let's first drop into the moment and get rooted and grounded into where we are right here. And then, knowing that we tell stories in our own mind, let's tell stories that are positive, that are life affirming rather than life draining stories, and have a relationship with the past and the future that's positive and inspiring and fulfilling rather than full of stress, worry, and anxiety. You know, Tao means the way. That's simple. It's a simple term, the way things are. You know, Lao Tzu, the writer of the Tao Te Ching, was well known for saying, hey, there's your way and there's my way. And then there's just the way things are. And so the more we can tune into the way things are, to the nature of ourselves within the nature of reality, we find more flow, relaxation, ease, and effortless power. And so Taoism is really about a philosophy of being observant to the way things are and trying to line up and be in tune with And so practices, there's a lot of healing modalities that come from Taoism, acupuncture and herbal medicine and massage therapy, pressure points, all these things sprung forth from Taoism, martial arts, Kung Fu, Qigong, Tai Chi, all sprung forth from Taoism. Even things like energy work or massage therapy have their roots in Taoist practices. Understanding that nature is full of energy and that we are full of energy. So part of this practice is to tune into our internal energy and practice things like Qigong and Tai Chi and meditation that helps to circulate our energy for greater health and vitality. You know, it's quite a simple practice. It's very simple. And it's really about letting go of the unnecessary and tuning into our own unique individual expression of that energy and essentially our internal power, which is so profound. And we lose track of.
Yeah. Sounds easy when you say it fast.
It's simple, but not easy.
Simple, but not easy. Simple, but not easy, because this is the, you know, almost what we're trained in and cultured is to really dive into the stories of all of the pain and the hurt and the trauma and the multiple lifetimes of awfulness that have, you know, happened to us in this lifetime and so on and so on. And, you know, we love it. We love the drama. We love to just, you know, get our teeth into that and really create a lot of chaos within our own lives and our bodies. And
yeah. Hey, and nobody wants to go see a movie without any drama.
Right.
You know, so we love the drama. Yes, indeed. And, you know, our human minds are geared towards the negative. You know, we're hardwired to look for danger, for the negative. And that's part of our survival mechanisms. But the thing is, we can't be in survival mode, which is stress mode, and joyful, happy.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah, we can't be in both modes at the same time. So that whole, I think it's very key for people who are dealing with anything. Yeah, sorry, you just cut out for a second there, Lee. Oh. So for people who are, it's a key differentiator between people who are caught in the drama that's playing out on the screen versus how people bring drama into their own lives and how they can, you know, sometimes bring issues in that don't necessarily aren't even anything to do with them.
Yes.
So it's just like, we go, why do I feel so sick and so tense and so stressed out about stuff? Even when the doctor gives you a slip of paper that says whatever their formula of whatever's going on in your life, you know, people will hold on to that piece of paper with desperation going, this is the label that I'm carrying around with me. And so instead of actually going, how do I really feel right here, present time, right here, right now? Yeah. And why the playing field is so wide when you talk about all of the modalities to heal what's going on in the physical, emotional, spiritual body. Like all of the things that you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, we have such a wide, it's like a buffet table, really, of things to help people to be well. And so Taoism seems like it can be quite like a playful approach to life.
It is. It's such a playful approach to life. And if we look at some of the Taoist masters, they're very playful about all topics. And the beautiful thing about Taoism is it embraces all of life. And, you know, we've talked about a variety of different topics, Leah, but Taoism embraces spirituality. It embraces health and healing. It embraces sexuality, embraces emotional energy and relationships and our relationship to the natural world. And so it's like, how do we work better with harmonious relationships, not only within ourselves, like between my mind, my body, my emotions, but also with each other, with the natural world around us. You know, into Taoism, the world is a heavenly place. It's a beautiful place full of love and joy and babies and puppies and rainbows and, you know, beautiful sunsets and sunrises. And this can be a heavenly place. And the theory of, let's say, yin and yang is that both heaven and hell exist at the same time. And it's up to us to really cultivate, like a garden, our own energetic expression of the life force. And there's always going to be both yin and yang, positive and negative. And if we can learn how to prune back the weeds, we can grow a more lush, fuller, rich garden. And that's the cultivation of our internal energy. And so it has a very natural approach to it. And so it's not dogmatic and like most religions, but it really embraces your individuality. It says you can be your own master and you have your own connection to the divine. And it's up to us to really to embrace that and to tap into that connection and discover it for ourselves. So the Tao was like a journey. It's a journey. It's a road to be walked and a path to be taken.
So what about the concepts of trespass and sin?
Yeah, it is a really interesting concept. We're part of our human nature. So, you know, this is funny. The Tao talks about how we as humans and especially as we develop religion, we mistrust our human nature. Mm-hmm. And so we say, you know, let's say the topic of sexuality, oh, it's sinful or it's bad. And the Tao says, look, there's just ways to express our energy in positive ways. And there's ways to express it in negative ways. The same energy, like fire, right? Because energy is a force. Fire is a force. If we use it in the right way, it can be tremendously beneficial. We put it in our oven, it cooks our food. We learn how to use the fire element to warm up our houses, you know, to make a fire in the fireplace and warm a room. But if we put that same fire on the roof of the house, it's going to burn the whole thing down. So it's not that things are sinful and bad. It's learning how to use them in positive ways, mm-hmm. in ways that are in a high vibration, because whether we're talking about sexuality, mind energy, action, we can use all this energy in positive ways, or we can use it in negative ways and harmful ways. And so how do we enlighten our minds and our consciousness, that choice maker inside of ourselves, to make decisions that are positive, that are helpful, that are in service, that are harmonious rather than destructive. And we look around the world and we see a lot of destruction, a lot of ways in which our relationships aren't harmonious. And the Tao says, well, we learn from our mistakes. We improve ourselves, and then we make life even better. And we start to live more in that positive expression. And again, we start to prune back the weeds and really put our energy, we really water those flowers in that beautiful garden of who we are. And so that's, I love it for those reasons, that sin is just a way to say, hey, we're missing the mark. I think the word sin means to miss the mark, like an archer shooting at a target. Okay. To sin is to just be off the
target. Yeah, love that. And I like the concept of trespass too, because that word makes you think about boundaries. And if you're trespassing against yourself, then you can also notice, or trespassing against nature, then you might notice and go, oh, okay, that's a different, like it's a word to think about. And noticing sooner the difference between like a little smoldering fire, you know, like I'm a farm girl, so it's like grass fires. You go, you want to put that out before it actually catches the entire forest or field on fire. But oftentimes we let these things kind of, well, let's just see how that goes. It's like, and like something, you know, a wind catches it and all of a sudden the entire thing's on fire and the fire department's being called, or you're running around with buckets of water trying to put stuff out. So how would a Taoist, if you're actually living the Taoist way in the morning routines or habits for a Taoist, what might you actually do that would be different or would be helpful in this noticing thing sooner?
Yeah. You know, the Taoists say, start your day with a lightning flash of vitality. So first energize, because we understand that if we have energy, life is a lot less stressful. And we're more tolerant and we're more accepting. And so when we feel energized, we feel tapped into the abundance of life and we feel depleted. Everything's overwhelming. We're like, oh, my responsibilities, whatever, even the joyful things in life, when we are depleted, are stressful and aren't as joyful. So we start the day energized. How do we build up our energy? And so there's exercises like some breathing exercises, some Qigong activation exercises to charge ourselves up in the morning. You know, we do this in Western culture too. We like to charge up with a cup of coffee. you know, we get ourselves a little caffeine injection. But to the Taoists, they say nothing wrong with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, but do it from the inside out as well. Charge your energy system up. And that's what we're really seeking. And so, and then start the day with setting some intentions, like clarity of mind and really getting our GPS on the right track.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So this, and this one I think is important, is that, you know, a lot of people will keep their morning time. Individuals will keep their morning time for just themselves. What about if you're in a partnership, like you have, you're in a coupleship, and mm-hmm. that, what's your thoughts or the Chinese philosophy or Taoism, maybe not Chinese, but the Taoist philosophy about, let's say making love at dawn or those kinds of things? Like, is there any sort of ancient practices that people bring into their love life that help them to have better chi activation in the morning?
Hey, start the day the Taoist way. Could be about, you know, making love in the morning. Heck yeah. Get the energy going. Sure. Okay. And it doesn't have to be, it's just one beautiful expression. So I would say as a couple, you know, design your morning. Otherwise your morning's going to design you, mm-hmm. you know, design your life. Otherwise life is going to design you. That's a really important one. So conscious, creative, inspired ways of living. And that is going to include, I mean, some of the most joyful expressions of our energy system is love, connection, intimacy, and those kinds of things. So yes, I think that's a great practice. Now in the Taoist tradition, there are sexual practices that help to energize you, and there's ways to cultivate that energy so that we're more inspired, excited about life in general, because sexual energy is the creative life force energy. And yes, in the morning, there's a lot more abundance of that energy. You just had a good night's sleep. Testosterone levels have risen both in men and women. So it is a good time if you have the spaciousness to do some of that kind of practice as well, and then do your Qigong. I mean, you're talking about how to design your ideal day, and why not?
Right. I love it. And thanks for actually addressing that and talking about it. For those of you who are tuning in just on a podcast, make sure you come over and check out the video on masteryourlife.ca, or check us out also at, come to the YouTube channel so that you can watch the video version of this interview.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
Why I wanted to take a moment to talk about the sexual energy thing a bit is because there seems to be so much focus on only the I a lot of times. Like myself, successful people go, what are my morning habits? And then you hear about, well, you know, don't let anyone else into your creative space for at least, you know, the first 3 or 4 hours of the morning. And I was looking at that thinking, I don't know if that's that great of advice. You know, it seems like this, like you're not, no man is an island unto himself. So there is some jewels or gems to talk about in natural life that can help you to live a happier, healthier life. And you have a program specifically designed for Taoist sexual secrets, I recall. So maybe tell people about that just a little bit so that they
You know, the Taoist practices, like I said, they embrace all aspects of life, and sexual energy is that one aspect where we've all come from. It's called it's called Jing Qi, which just means essence. The essence of this body and who we are has origins in sexual energy. And really, when we demystify sexual energy, it's one of those key treasures that will unlock a lot of energy and vitality. And we all know, if we study, you know, even Western studies on sexual energy, people that have sex more are healthier. And so sexual energy can lead to joy and happiness and fulfillment in many, many different ways. But it's also not just, when we're talking about sexual energy, it's not just the act of sex. It's also creativity. It's giving birth to those ideas in your head. It's giving life to leading an exciting, joyful life. So if anybody has ideas like, I want to make a change in my life, I want to, you know, paint a picture, write a book, start a new business, it takes and requires that essence, that Jing Qi, that sexual energy to give life to it. So it's seen in Taoism as a fundamental water of life that brings more energy to our emotions, more joy to our hearts. And when it's transformed, then it gives us that deep connection, that more intimate connection with life all around us. You know, it's like, it's the energy of oneness. You know, when we're connecting with our partner, we're unified. And in that union can create a new life. But when that energy is sublimated or rises up, it can help to create that union or that oneness with the universe. And so if we look at many traditions, we'll see some form of sexual energy expression, whether it's, you know, hey, it's a sinful, don't use it, just try to express it in these kind of ways, where in Taoism it says, hey, we know what being kind and loving is like. Be kind, be loving. You know, like the Dalai Lama says, my religion is kindness. And that would be a good Taoist saying as well.
Oh, I love it. And so for people who want to check out that Taoist program, you can actually find it on my website, masteryourlife.ca, under Holden Qigong programs. So let's talk about some other, the Dalai Lama set has a saying, but what are some of the other sayings, let's say in the Tao Te Ching?
What
is the Tao Te Ching? What's that resource for people who, maybe that's a tool that people who want to live the Taoist way, start the day the Taoist way.
Yeah, right. I mean, Leah, we were talking before the show started about the Tao.
We were, and I will show people the book as you're a little bit frozen at the moment. The Tao Te Ching, and the translation that I have is by Jonathan Starr. So Leah's going to. There he is.
There he is. I'm sorry, guys. So the Tao Te Ching is the second most widely read book in the world, next to the Bible. I was joking, second most widely read book next to Harry Potter, but no, it's the Bible. And you know what I love about it? In each passage is its own little nugget of energy and wisdom. So there's, you know, a few, you know, there's about 100 or so little passages. And you can just pick one up. And I like it in the morning because it just starts my day with my mind tune into inspirational wisdom. And it's just a beautiful way to bring in some seeds of inspiration into our day, into our mornings. And, you know, what I do is I read a few passages over a pot of tea. And that's a nice kind of meditation to get my day started after I do some energy cultivation kinds of exercises. Shall I read something from the Tao Te Ching?
Yes, I would love that. We would love
that. This is passage number 10, Leah. This is a great one. And it goes like this. Can you coax your mind from its wandering and keep to original oneness? Can you let your body become as supple as a newborn child? Can you cleanse your inner vision until you see nothing but light? Giving birth and nourishing, having it without possessing, acting with no expectations, leading and not trying to control. This is the supreme virtue. There's some golden nuggets in there, just those few sentences. You know, I love this. Can you let your body be as supple as a newborn child? And the author is really speaking and alluding to Qigong practices. Mm-hmm. And can you coax your mind from its wandering and keep to original oneness? Can you keep to the moment? Can you keep to source energy? So this is really in these just few sentences, keep the mind calm, keep your body flexible, keep energy circulating. And, you know, having without possessing. acting without any expectations. I mean, this is sage wisdom for modern life, even though this was written 2,500 years ago. And so, you know, when we all have a lot of expectations of how life is supposed to go, but we all know that life doesn't go according to plan. And so when we let go of those expectations, we become more fluid and flowing, and we can go with whatever life is bringing us and stay centered and connected. So lots of really wonderful wisdom in this little book. I just love it. And, you know, you never get tired of reading it, because each time you read a passage, it's new and may, and is relevant to where you are in your life right now.
Yeah, we could do a podcast on each one of the lines in each that.
Seriously, you know?
Yes, a series on each line. It's it is sage wisdom. Do you read this to your children?
I do read it to my kids. Sometimes I read it. We have a joke, because I'll read something and my 11-year-old will go like, interesting. And then, about a minute later, she goes, wait, what? Like, right. She wants me to read it again. Like, wait, now, wait, what was that again?
Right. Oh, exactly. See, and there's the be like children, not just the suppleness of children, but also that the curiosity of children.
Yeah.
And the, I love this, because it's also that where you don't get something and it's okay to say, I don't get it. Can you tell me more? Tell me more.
Yeah. Can you tell me more? Now, what did he mean by that? Yeah. And so we kind of demystified, try to make it relevant for their life. And I think in our previous conversation, I was telling you, Leah, that I do a lot of storytelling.
Yes.
To my kids, mm-hmm. and infused in those stories at the end usually is a meditation. And I feel like these parables that these Taoist masters read are often told in story form. They're often told, you know, so Lao Tzu is one Taoist master, but then there's Chuang Tzu, who a lot of people maybe don't know him as an author, but maybe know him as some of his poems or passages. He was most famous for his dream. He was like Martin. He had a famous dream.
Can you share it? Do you know?
Well, the story goes like this. Chuang Tzu said he was dreaming that he was a butterfly, floating from one flower to another, getting nectar and having a grand old time. And then when Chuang Tzu woke up, he didn't realize if he was a butterfly dreaming he was a man, or now dreaming that he's a butterfly. And so it's a very playful passage, but it really points to that our perception and consciousness change all the time, and that we think that reality is fixed when it really isn't. And we can just go from dream state to waking state and know that these are two very different realities. And there's probably more to our consciousness than just our everyday waking thinking mind, that there's probably another awakening to that, which is often referred to as enlightenment or illumination, where it's the equivalent of waking up from a dream and being in this reality. So there's layers to our consciousness, layers to reality, and that we try to access those through meditation and through our practices and our energy work, so that we really come to understand who we are and what we're truly capable of.
And so that's an always illuminating, always changing, always expanding, or maybe not always expanding, maybe contracting, but the a condition, if you put yourself in the condition of kind of being in that, the stretch or the zone of being open to all of the ideas that are things that are coming to us.
Yeah.
Literally just be there all the time, waiting for the, not even waiting, I guess, just being there. Oh, here it is. Here's the next thing and the next thing.
Yeah. It's called, you know, really being in the flow is when we can stitch together many different moments. And so it's a continuity. It's a river, as opposed to a pond or a puddle. It's a river as opposed to a puddle, right? So sometimes we drop in a moment, then we're daydreaming. We drop into the moment, then we're thinking about the past. And so we think we're awake, but most of our days is spent daydreaming. We're not in the moment. And actually, when we have moments of high energy that can be stitched together, we feel we lose track of time. We feel a playfulness. We feel in the zone. That's what was called flow state.
Yeah. And so again, I'll invite everyone just to think about, when was the last time you were in flow? And if you haven't been in flow once a day, maybe you want to consider starting your day the Taoist way.
Hey, that's a good idea. Start the day in flow, because then it lasts longer. Your flow state lasts longer, and what you want to accomplish, you're more lined up to, and you're more centered, and you're more empowered. That's a great way. And the morning has a particularly interesting time because the energy is rising. You know, this rising energy, you want to ride that wave and get the energy moving through you as well. And like I said earlier, if you don't design your day consciously, then life starts to design you. And we're very reactive instead of responsive. We react to life instead of like respond in a way that is from an empowered place. And so starting the day with more energy, more clarity of mind, more focus, and more being more tuned in to our intentions is really powerful. You know, I taught a workshop on how to start the day. It was called the Rise and Align Workshop. And, you know, what we were talking about is if we don't co-create our days, then we're just, you know, spending a lot of our time reacting to life stresses. And if we let life design us, life is full of stress. Mm-hmm. And we want to be full of that positive energy. And it's a much different expression. And so it's really a way better way to just start your day with focused energy, with some inspiration, like we just read from the Tao Te Ching, and clarity of intention.
Yeah. And is there any other special practices that set apart how a Taoist would approach the day than, say, the regular general population?
I think a lot. You know, here's the thing. We should ask ourselves this question. Do we believe that our mind has influence on reality? And yes, absolutely it does. Whether you're, you know, you say, nah, I don't really believe that. Well, all we have to do is look at placebo studies and say, wow, the mind is powerful and how it influences reality. So let's use the tool of our mind to co-create our days. And if we co-create our days, and we're crafting our weeks and our months and our destinies. And so it can start with those first steps. You know, the Taoist saying, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with that first step. And that first step is your morning. And I was talking about even before getting out of bed, do some breathing practices. Just breathe in a deeper way. And one good breathing practice is just to breathe, inhale, you hold your breath for just a little bit, your breath hover, and then you exhale. At the bottom of your exhale, you just pause. And it's a nice time to integrate your dreams and even remember your dreams from the night before, and even think about what the day ahead lies. Think about the positive things you want to create, because too often people wake up in the morning already stressed out. Their first thoughts are, oh my gosh, what do I have to do? Oh, I'm dreading these couple of things I have to do. Their alarm wakes them up and they're tired. And so we're already starting the day full of stress. So I want you to start the day with some positive breaths, mind starting to gear up to the exciting things that might happen today, the things that you want to create instead of all the things that we don't want. Because the mind is powerful, if we start to focus it on what it is we want rather than all the things that possibly might happen that we don't like, we're going to have a lot more energy going towards those things. And so mind, body, and energy in alignment as we start the day is going to be a powerful practice. Then right as you get out of bed, what I recommend is to energize. And there's a couple little energizing pressure points. And maybe, Leah, what I can do is take people through and show them how to start the day with some energy.
That would be fantastic. Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. So first, before getting out of bed, we take a long, deep breath with a little pause at the top of the inhale, little pause at the bottom of the exhale. What I recommend, hit your snooze button and then do 7 minutes or so of deep breathing practices like that. Then you get out of bed, and then we're going to tap on our chest, kind of like Tarzan. We're going to go thumping on the center of the chest, because this is the area where we often will feel stress. And I want you to start your day instead of at a stress level. Deep. Okay, so as you're tapping on your chest, you're breathing deep. same deep breath, and you're going to do it really vigorously, as hard as you can, comfortably, just to wake up the energy. And then you're going to come over right below the collarbone on one side. So I'm going to take my right hand to my left collarbone, just below it. These are points for the lung meridian, and these acupressure points are good for your immune system. And then I'm going to do the other side. Just take that light, loose fist right below the collarbone and tap vigorously on those pressure points. And then come back to the center, take a real big, deep breath. And then relax. And if you've been joining Lee and I, when you bring your hands down, you're going to feel some tingling, buzzing in your chest, your arms, and your hands. Now your chi has been activated. And if you just take a deep breath or two, this is a little bit of a chi break. It's good for transitions, like going to being asleep and waking up. Mm-hmm. But it's also good if you're in the middle of your day and you just need a little stress relief, you know, do a little knocking on the chest with some deep breathing. And that kind of helps you to line up to less stress and more energy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, and it's a playful practice, and it's so fast. It's one of the incredible things I think about Qigong, or is that it's just like you can change things just like that. So it doesn't require a gym membership and a bunch of, you know, whatever stuff that you are taking, you know, by mouth. It's this automatic thing that you can do right away to change how you feel. And it's also something you can teach your children and grandchildren to do and make it fun, you know? So I know you're doing lots of practices with your kids. Is that what, you know, so going back to the theme of the, you know, starting your day the Taoist way, you've got little ones, you've got kids in this big age group. And I've also got these grandchildren in this big age group and a couple more on the way. So 4 is becoming 6 very quickly. And, the ability to play with them though, out away from the TV. This is another sort of a Taoist, maybe not Taoist, but certainly a conscious parenting or conscious grandparenting thing.
Yeah.
So these tools that you're talking about really are quick ways to change not just your own physical where you're at, but how to actually help your children or grandchildren also to transition and manage emotions.
Big time.
So quickly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and children are very impulsive. They're very in the moment. So when they feel sad, they're going to cry. And when they're happy, they're going to laugh. And they're just in the moment with their emotions and very impulsive. And that's hard for us adults to track those feelings of, you know, and changing here and there. And I think you said it, Leah, like, how do we get the kids off devices, because they're here to stay, and we don't want to just let our devices be the parenting. You know, so can we inspire kids to get outside? Like this morning, I just threw the 1-year-old in a bike buggy, and we just took a little adventure down to the park. We played in the park, we played in the woods. You know, it was like a good, you know, hour adventure, and we came back, and you know, and now it's breakfast time. So I did a little Qigong out in the park, you know, overlooking the cliffs. The mist was there. She was swinging in the swings and playing. It was just a really lovely morning outside. And if you can get kids in nature, I think super important. And Taoism really believes that nature recharges us. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing more and more and more studies showing that too much time on cell phones, social medias for these little people is not great for brain development, confidence. It causes depression and anxiety. All those things are on the rise in our teenagers. So if we can kind of combat, it's not just that we're going to eliminate it. We're just going to give them also. So my older teenagers, I'm always like, okay, you want to spend some time on your phone? Let's do one for one. We're going to spend some time outside in nature. And then you're going to spend some time on your phone. Sure. But we're going to do it consciously, and we're going to talk about it. And we're also going to do the other side. We're going to go for a hike. We're going to go for a mountain bike ride. We're going to spend time at the beach. We're going to get outside and away from devices as well. And so it's really about balance and how to then use those devices. You know, there's ways to use it in really positive ways that can really help them to learn something. So I'll say, what'd you learn in your social media explorations today? Talk to me about it. Instead of just limiting them, I try to have a conversation and be on the same page with them so that we're not in a power dynamic where
You're trying to say to them they can't be on anything. And I think this is important, like the energy of helping people to discern and develop the discernment about what actually is good for them. And not one of the things about right now, I think, that is critical is that in the US, 18 to 25 year old males are 49% of that age group is identifying as having mental health issues. And a lot of them are stating that they do not have relationships that are normal with people of the opposite sex. And so this is a huge problem. And part of it has been because identified as being created because these kids have been just on so much the computer and gaming and sitting in their basements. And so this starting your day the Taoist way, for people who are in that age group, seeking health, wellness, connection with other people, connection with nature. Would you say that that's kind of where it starts? Connection with self, connection with nature. Maybe if you got out for a walk, you'd see a girl. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right. We're really learning how to communicate. Yes. I mean, when we're communicating, that's energy exchange, you know? And so learning how to exchange energy through our communication, through our words is so important because we're trying to connect. You know, that's what social media is. It's connection. We all, as human nature wants connection. We want that connection, but through devices, it's not a higher vibration connection. It's not a face-to-face connection. It's one form of connection. It can be satisfying in one way, but we also need a true, connection where we're actually facing somebody, we're talking to them, we're holding hands, we're getting eye contact. It's very different. And they're kind of different skills. And, you know, for kids and parenting, you know, to start the day on the right foot can be so challenging, you know, because there's, you know, got to get the kids to school, got to get them fed. You know, we as parents, we want our kids to be healthy. We want them to eat healthy. We want them to be on time. And sometimes there's pushback and there's deadlines and it can be really hard. So to have a conscious moment with your kids in the morning, and I usually try to set it up the night before. Okay, tomorrow when we get up, we're going to do 5 minutes of Qigong. We're going to do 3 minutes of breathing. Or while we're in the car going to school, we're going to take a little breathing break, because the setting up can be helpful for kids to know, instead of just like, get off your device, stop doing this, hurry up. You know, it can be all of a sudden it escalates into stress really quickly. Mm-hmm. And so to set up some positive, sprinkle in a couple of positive things in the day, you know, and for me, when we have some positive things, we have a nice breakfast, we're doing breathing practices on the way to school, I feel so good. I feel like, oh, my kids, they just got some positive, nourishing energy in their minds before school started without a lot of, you know, drama, both fighting amongst each other or frustrations or agitations because we're late or whatnot. And that's just a really common place for things to go haywire in the morning. And so strategic, skillful ways of bringing some of these little concepts in can be so helpful and make us parents feel so good.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are also struggling with that feeling like they failed as parents, because parenting is really complicated. And we,
especially those teenagers.
Oh man, it's so much, right? So you go, well, I failed. So how in Taoism would it be approached that you don't get caught in the guilt of maybe feeling like you failed, but instead you go, what can I do better or differently?
Yeah.
And how long do you wait to change what you're doing?
Well, that was a good reframe, because it's not a failure. It's just feedback, right? We're just getting feedback from our kids. So we're like, okay, how do I do this a little better? And I often, if I have a hard day at the end of hard morning, when I pick them up from school, hey guys, that was challenging. What could we do tomorrow? I get their feedback. I say, what would work better from you guys? So I teamwork with them and I treat them like, people with their own minds, and they have often better ideas than even I do. And when they suggest it, when I implement it, it's really easy. Hey, I want to have a positive morning. I know you guys want to do some social media tomorrow morning, but can we also do a little Qigong, do a little practice? I know you and your sister were butting heads about whose outfit that was. Can we set up our clothes the night before? So I try, when it's going haywire or when people are in conflict, I tend to be more quiet and find my center. And then I regroup at a different time and we make a new strategy, because when it's escalated emotional energy to try to then override it becomes really challenging. And so I just kind of, I do me when it's escalated, I find my center, I breathe. This is all going to blow over in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. If I don't interfere, it goes through much faster than if I start to scold, reprimand, blah, 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 get a real parental kind of vibe going. It lasts longer and then there's more hurt feelings. So if I just get, sometimes one technique that I do is just get quiet. I breathe. I just relax myself. And I see the de-escalation happens because I'm more relaxed. And then everything just like, oh, that was easy. I didn't do anything and it just de-escalated. That's just one technique. Every kid's different, every circumstance different. And
that maybe speaks to the Taoist way, because there's this, again, it's like the toolbox of tools, or the buffet table of delicious ways to approach or treat things is expansive. And so you really can approach things from a lot of different ways and be spontaneous about what you're actually going to serve up to your family that day. So it's not like every time that so-and-so behaves this way, this is what we're going to do. It's more like, what's happening? And what are all this, so you let the answer flow to you. It's a spontaneous response that's centered in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's starting out with those basic truths of humanity, of love and trust in relationship with everybody, I think is really key and fundamental. Does Taoism talk about trust at all, or what's the...
It does. It does. And we were talking a little bit like how we mistrust ourselves, our human nature. So let's come back to our trust and listening to our hearts and trusting in the wisdom from within, because I think we just start off that we don't know the answers. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust in our connection to nature. So we have to look outside of ourselves, constantly looking outside of ourselves. Well, we can trust in our own wisdom from within. We can trust our own hearts. We can trust our own guts. We can trust our own energy. And, you are a beautiful human being, and we can trust in that the universe, took a long time to craft and create your mind, your body, your energy system. It took about 14 billion years, right? That's when the Big Bang happened. And 14 billion years later, you're here. And so you're a miracle. So we can trust that the universe has wisdom. And if we just have to look at our own bodies to understand that you don't have to do anything to keep this thing running, you just a little bit, but most of how this thing runs and works is below the level of what you have to do. So there is you can trust in the intelligence that things work out, and that if you plant a seed, it's going to grow. And when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to beat your own heart. You can just trust that that's all happening. And when you eat breakfast, you can trust that that food is going to turn into nutrients. It goes to your cells. It gets to your body, that gives you energy. So there's this way in which, yes, we do trust life because it's all happening. But in our minds, we say, oh, I don't trust it. Something bad's about to happen, or I don't trust it, which leads to more stress. Even though there's no stress now, we're not quite trusting in the way life unfolds. So we're going to think about, what if this negative thing happens? Now we're under stress. And so I think trusting and being in that level of trust, you just have to observe your nature and nature all around you to just drop into trust. Hey, things are working. There's an intelligence that's bigger than my conscious mind at work here.
Right. Thank God for that.
Right. Right. It'd be a busy day if we all had to beat our own hearts.
No kidding. Lee, we're out of time again. Thank you so much for being my guest and talking about starting your day the Taoist way. For people, anyone who wants to find out more about Lee and his work, you can come to the website, masteryourlife.ca, and you can find a link to him and all of his wonderful products and services there. Everyone, I invite you to love yourselves, love each other, and why I say mind your mind every episode. Now maybe you'll know why. Love yourselves. Love each other. Mind your minds. That's all for us. Bye for now.
Thanks, Leah.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.